You may be thinking, hello, I'm menstruating. What is this? Well, I'm pretty sure that no matter what you're thinking, it's not exactly is the idea that you have in your mind, but I will explain to you, of course. So this podcast is produced from the Happy Period organization. I'm the founder of Happy Period. My name is Chelsea. And what Happy Period is, we're a charity, and our mission is to eliminate the stigma surrounding menstruation. And in doing that, we also believe that no one should go without menstrual care. So we also provide menstrual products to anyone that would otherwise go without them. So being the reason that they are low income, they are experiencing homelessness, anything in between, for whatever reason, they will go without their pads, tampons, menstrual cups, or whatever. We provide that to them. And we're also inclusive to everyone with a period. So if you are living with a disability, if you're a veteran, LGBTQIA, my people, you are we're inclusive to you, so we support you as well. So anyone with a period, no matter what you identify as, we provide these items to you. So our thing, as far as hello, I'm menstruating, that's pretty much like part of our campaign to help with eliminating the stigma with periods and providing these products. We're really heavy on just period positivity, really talking about periods in a sense of where, we weren't really allowed to talk about them in back in the day or in the past. And having this space to just express anything and everything surrounding menstruation. So I will go through pretty much. I want to explain the story of how this all came about. Like, how did I start Happy Period and the whole why or the purpose behind it? Now, again, like it is a charity. However, in the beginning, it first started out to be a project, and it actually, of course, came from a thought. So I was driving in Los Angeles, that's where I live, and a few years ago, and I was working as a wardrobe stylist for a couple of years actually, and doing that work, it just was not purposeful to me at all. It really brought a lot of different just mixed feelings, mixed emotions within myself in doing that work for so long, and it just for me, it just wasn't not just that it wasn't fun anymore, but I just wasn't really getting anything from it. It wasn't feeding me in the way that I just really felt like I just needed to be fed, or it just wasn't me at the time. So I was already in this space of feeling like, yo, I'm doing what I'm not. This is not what I'm supposed to be doing. This is not my purpose. It's not really bringing anything to me as far as what's going on. But it's just something a little different that I need to be doing. But in doing the work, one day I was headed to work and I was driving, and I noticed this woman crossing the street. I got stopped at a red light, so I was at the red light. I noticed this woman was crossing the street, and when she passed by, I can tell that she was houseless as far as how she looked. She didn't even really have on any clothing. She had on like a tank top with some like pajama shorts, and when she passed by, I noticed like the period stain on the back of her butt. Now, all of us ladies, guys, gals, trans individuals, whatever you identify as, but if you have a period, pretty much you have experienced that before, where you got that period stain, on the back of your butt, and it's super degrading, it's embarrassing. And that's something that I can relate to as well. So when I noticed that, I was like, wow, like it's broad daylight, it's in the middle of the day, we're right on La Brea and Third in Hollywood, and this woman is just so exposed. So that's where the aha moment kind of clicked in my mind, and I was going through like so much shit personally with myself and trying to figure out who I was and what I was supposed to be doing. And then all of a sudden I just experienced this shift and everything was going towards her and all these thoughts was coming in my mind, especially questions, mainly questions. And the main thing was like, well, yeah, if you are homeless, where do you go when you get your period? Or where is she going? Does she have anything? How can I help? Or what resources do they have? So I, was pretty pissed in the car, and I noticed how even in that moment, I kind of looked around and looked at to see if there were other people that also noticed her. Or anybody else that was, staring at her, because I was definitely staring at her for a moment, and then I kind of like got out of that moment and was just looking around and trying to see what was going on. So I decided to like go home and research. So I went online and I read a lot of articles, and I decided to hit up a few shelters. I hit up a couple of pretty key shelters in LA County, shelters for women specifically. And I just emailed them, and I just called and left messages and hoping that someone would reach back out to me and let me know exactly what kind of resources, do people have when they have their periods and they're houseless, they're experiencing homelessness. And it's a trip because I think I hit up like six or seven different shelters and only one person replied back to my email. And I got this person on the phone, and what she told me was pretty freaking insane. So finally, someone emailed me back, and I was able to get someone on the phone. So I got this woman on the phone, and I basically asked her, a couple questions like what type of resources do you provide for people when they have their periods? What kind of what do you do? What do you need donations? What do you accept as donations as far as menstrual products? Like, give me the whole, tell me what's up, right? And what she told me a couple of things, but everything was pretty much a trip in my mind. First thing was, she said that by law, it's not required of them as a shelter to have menstrual products within their budget. Whether it's in their bylaws or not, it doesn't have to be in their bylaws. It doesn't, it's, there's like no legality situation with it. It's fine. It's perfectly fine for them to not have menstrual products in their budget, and then they're not required to have it in their budget whatsoever. Even though, or even if they are a shelter for women and children. So that to me was crazy. And then she also expressed that they are more than likely to get donations of toothbrush, toothpaste, and even razor blades for the men to shave with more than pads and tampons. And to me, that was just like, whoa, that's crazy. And I'm thinking about like, wow, I mean, there's not much positivity here. And I end up asking her by the end of the conversation, like, if something were to go down where, someone comes in your office and they obviously need a pad or a tampon, or they're asking for some type of menstrual product, what do you usually do, or what would you do? And she said, to be honest, usually we do not have menstrual products like in our donation bin or in our pantry. We're always low on it, or we usually just don't even have anything. So I would more than likely have to go in my purse
to give them whatever it is I have in my purse. And she was like, that's something that we actually do a lot in our office, because we're an office of women. And sometimes someone will come in and, you know, ask for a pad or a tampon, and we end up going in our purses. So for me, that was just all the fuel that I needed to get started. And yeah, from that on, that's when I decided to just do something, because in my mind, no one else was going to give a shit about it. In my mind, it was just like, okay, I got to battle the stigma, and I got to battle the making sure that these shelters actually get what they need. And I knew from then on for sure automatically that I did not want to give them any money. And I knew, like, okay, I'm just going to pull something together and just come up with this idea, because I want to be able to provide to people who live in the shelter, but also to folks who are out on the street, because the one that I saw was out on the street and she was exposed. And that was pretty much like how I all got started as far as mapping out what it is I want to do. From that point, I emailed all my girlfriends and I told them what I saw, and the email was, you know, I was pretty emotional in the email, and I asked them to, you know, for their help and guidance if they were interested. And so the planning of forming what Happy Period is now, a lot of that, like, came out of me, my mother is my co-founder, and my circle of girlfriends, all my woman, female friends that I'm close with, a huge, like, mixture of different individuals. Like, we're all creatives, and we're all, you know, have our own businesses and different backgrounds, different shades, sizes, just different views on a lot of things. But I noticed, like, this kind of, like, brought us all together, and we all agreed that this was something that, you know, my idea was something that a lot of us did not really think about, or we did think about it, but it's like, oh, well, we can definitely do something right here, right now. Like, what it is that you need, like, tell us what you want us to do. So, yeah, I mean, I pretty much, like, started the process of gathering donations, like, with all my girlfriends. We went out and we bought pads, tampons, liner, soap, underwear. I decided that was going to be our lineup of donations that we receive and what we give out. I decided that I want to do street distribution. I want to do shelter drop-offs to handle tackle both of those problems. And yeah, I use social media to get the word out. I started with my group of friends. Some of them are, like, influencers and work at record labels and marketing agencies. So I got mad help as far as figuring a lot of things out to just start this project at the time, because that's what I thought it was going to be, just a project, or maybe even like a one or a couple times thing. And yeah, I mean, like, my mother came up with the name. My one of my homegirls, Leslie, she worked with another organization at the time, and she still works with #LunchBag to this day, actually. And at the time, though, she was the head of their South Central chapter, and she was like, "Yo, like, we're gonna go out and give out lunches. Why don't you, like, come join us?" And from then, we decided that we'll start as, like, joining #LunchBag South Central and their volunteer event, joining them, partnering with them on the assembling of lunches. And so I decided to do kits, and we'll go out and do street distribution, like, literally pass out everything to whoever we could find. And all of this happened in 1 week. So, like, Friday or Saturday, I saw the woman crossing the street. Over the weekend, I did my research, I emailed, I made phone calls. That Monday or Tuesday was when I talked to the woman on the phone. And then, yeah, maybe, like, Tuesday, Wednesday, I was figuring out like what I want to do, and I already made up in my mind. I had already sent out that email to my girls, and Thursday my mother came up with a name for Happy Period. So it was really fast, and I want to say that Sunday, that following Sunday, which was February 8th, 2015, if it wasn't a Sunday, it was a Saturday, but I'm pretty sure it was a Sunday. That was the very first like Happy Period gathering or Happy Period volunteer event. And the feedback that we got from the women that we were servicing and when we were out passing out the kits, it was amazing. The feedback was just, we got hugs and kisses, like full-blown tears. You know, they were walking up to us and saying, nobody ever gives us this. We need this. No one's ever passed out pads and tampons. The shelters never have it, or they never have enough. They're always running out. So that was, it was amazing feedback. And I remember like at the first one of my girlfriends was like, so are we going to do this next month? When are we going to do this again? I want to do this again. We should do this again. And everybody was like, yeah, Chelsea, let's do this again. And I'm like, okay, I mean, hell yeah, I want to do this. This is great. This is awesome. The feedback was dope. And it was crazy. Like in that moment, I decided like, okay, I have to continue this and keep it going. It wasn't until the third month was when it really clicked in my mind to really, because mind you, I'm still thinking like project, when I can, I'll figure it out. Like I'll do it when I have the time. But it wasn't until like month number three of doing it, because I already decided to do it once a month and just like our periods, and just kind of like try to keep it around the same time of every month. And yeah, the third one, this, we were distributing out in Skid Row, downtown LA, and we were in front of, we were behind the Union Rescue Mission, kind of in front of the women's entrance, between the women and the men's entrance. And this woman came running out of the women's entrance of the women's side of the Union Rescue Mission. And she was like, yo, like, where are the Happy Period bags? Like, where are those yellow bags? My period came yesterday. I need a bag. And we were like, yo, that's so crazy. And we gave her two bags and she ran back into the building. And it was crazy because she was like mad frantic and she low key yelled at us. And, but it was just like this big, like aha moment for me and my father, who was right there also at the time. Cause he would come out and help us, you know, in the beginning. And there was like a couple of my other girlfriends who were there and they witnessed that whole thing. And I was just like, yo, that's crazy. And my dad was like, this is a real freaking need. Like, this is crazy. Women really need this. This is so crazy. Nobody ever thinks about this. Like, what are you going to do? And I was like, well, I mean, we're going to turn this into a charity. So, yeah, month number three was when I started doing the paperwork to become a 501c3. It was the best decision ever as far as in the beginning to just start that process. And maybe a couple months, like 6 or 7 months into it, we were pretty much official by that time. And we had got all of our acceptance and approval letters back from the state and the IRS and, you know, because that process is mad grueling. I want to talk about that in a future episode. It was just from that point, though, it was just full speed ahead. I want to say for people who are thinking about starting charities or have projects, one thing I always express is that I never stopped doing the work just because I wasn't official yet, just because I wasn't a 501c3, just because like we were waiting on approval letters and all that stuff. We were still going out there distributing. We were still asking for donations. We were still like getting organized and doing, you know, and doing meetings and planning and all that stuff. You know, you can still do the work and still help people, you know, and make an impact. That is the story of the beginnings of Happy Period and how you know, we how we came about with this initiative, with this mission. And so this podcast is just me, you know, I've decided to be more open with who I am as a founder and CEO and social entrepreneur, or whatever you want to call it, and just sharing my story, sharing my insight. And, you know, I'm being transparent has definitely helped me as a person, professionally and personally. And I think with this podcast, it would, I feel like I would help someone else as well, that may be struggling with trying to start a charity or join an organization, or start a business, because nonprofit work, it is a business. Nonprofit, don't get fooled by those word, nonprofit or not for profit. It is a business. You're in the business of servicing others and helping people. You should be in the business of eliminating poverty. That's how I like to think of it, because poverty industry is a real thing, which I'll talk about again in a future episode. So yeah, hello, I'm menstruating. It's not what you probably thought it was, but this is what it is, you know. Hello, I'm menstruating. That's part of our again, part of our campaign, because we have t-shirts, we have merch, and all of that is part of one prong of our mission, which is to eliminate the stigma. So we produce merch and content that helps with bringing more awareness to menstrual equity or lack of access to menstrual products for people, and also to help with reshaping the conversation, the perspective on menstruation, period. All right, so again, my name's Chelsea. Stay tuned. There is more flowing of information to come. Pun intended. There's much more to come. Stay tuned. Thank you for listening. It's the very first episode, the intro. I'm looking forward to this. I'm super excited, and I hope you are too. Thank you so much.